This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Bloomberg News is reporting that United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the five permanent members of the Security Council that he would like to stay on for a second five-year term. Bloomberg cited two diplomats familiar with the matter. The report added that Guterres is likely to officially inform the president of the UN General Assembly soon. Guterres is 71 years old. He took office as the ninth Secretary General in January of 2017 for a five-year term that finishes at the end of the year. Guterres's office had no comment on the Bloomberg report. Hundreds of suspected members of Italy's most powerful mafia group, 'Ndrangheta, will face a judge this week as the country's biggest maxi trial of the past three decades gets underway. The trial against the crime syndicate and its accomplices, among them politicians, civil servants, police, and white-collar businessmen, is expected to last more than 2 years. With 355 defendants, over 900 prosecution witnesses, and 400 lawyers, the trial also features an unprecedented 58 state witnesses ready to break their code of silence, or omerta, and expose the clan's long-buried secrets. Held inside a specially outfitted building in the heart of territory in Calabria, Italy's poorest region, the trial beginning Wednesday targets just one group, the Mancuso family and its affiliates. During a recent hearing, it took 3 hours to read the names of the defendants, which include boss Luigi Mancuso, the uncle, that's his nickname, the uncle. He spent nearly 20 years in prison before going underground. The trial also involves dozens of others. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're following at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to vote on Monday to urge Vice President Mike Pence to take steps to remove President Donald Trump from office after Trump supporters' deadly storming of the Capitol building last week. Monday's vote is a last-ditch effort before lawmakers make an attempt to impeach Mr. Trump for a second time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spelled out the plan in a letter to members on Sunday evening. It comes as Washington struggles to decide what to do about the Republican president in the 10 days before Democratic President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in on January 20th. A top military officer told lawmakers that officials have opened at least 25 domestic terrorism investigations into Wednesday's assault on the Capitol. That's according to a House Democrat. Five people died in the rampage through the seat of the government after Mr. Trump delivered a fiery speech Wednesday morning denouncing the November 3rd election results. Prosecutors have filed dozens of charges related to the attacks in federal and local courts. The FBI confirmed late on Sunday it had received over 40,000 digital media tips, including video and photos from the public. Outgoing U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund told the Washington Post newspaper in an interview that House of Representatives and Senate security officials had hamstrung his efforts to call in the National Guard. The Post published the report late Sunday. Sund said his supervisors were reluctant to take formal steps to put the National Guard on call, even as police intelligence suggested that the crowd President Donald Trump had invited to Washington last week to protest his defeat was probably going to be much larger than earlier demonstrations. The Associated Press reported that despite warnings about pro-Trump demonstrations in Washington, U.S. Capitol Police did not bolster staffing on Wednesday and made no preparations for the possibility that the planned protests could escalate into massive violent riots, according to several people briefed on law enforcement's response. The department had the same number of officers in place as on a routine day. And in an emotional video referencing his childhood in post-Nazi Austria, former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger condemned the recent violence on Capitol Hill and what he called President Donald Trump's lies, which incited the revolt. He said President Trump sought to overturn the results of an election and of a fair election. He sought a coup by misleading people with lies. That, once again, is a comment from former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.